Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning from the Haim Center in Sitka Fine Arts Camp, I have Paige Craig and Lily Perez here to talk about a crowd favorite here in Sitka, the Banff Mountain Film Festival. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So the Banff Mountain Film Festival, for those who may be unfamiliar with it, in a nutshell, what is this film festival about, and why is the Haim Center and the Fine Arts Camp involved with it?
Sure, I could take that. The Banff Mountain Film Festival originates as a film festival in Banff, Canada, every year, and then they kind of curate a couple different programs of selections from that film festival that then go around the world on kind of a tour, world tour of films. So every year there's a selection committee of people from around Sitka who pick one of those programs to screen at the Performing Arts Center. So it's just kind of a tradition that I think, I'm new to Sitka, but it really tracks for me that this would be something that Sitkans are into.
Yeah, so what are the films that... what kind of films are being shown, and why is Haim Center then partnered in this?
So this film festival is actually a fundraiser for the Haim Center. I think a lot of Sitkans tend to forget that the Haim Center is a part of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp organization. So anytime you're going to a Sitka Fine Arts Camp show, you really are supporting the Haim Center. But this one specifically, we would love for a lot of our members to go. The show really has something for everyone. If you have an active lifestyle or just being a Sitkan, I think everyone can relate to the show.
Yeah, these are some, you described them well, Lily, before we went on air, of they're kind of micro documentaries of people enjoying the great outdoors in really awe-inspiring ways.
Yeah, exactly. The shortest one is 8 minutes long, and the longest one is 36 minutes long. So you're really getting kind of pieces, but that are super high quality in terms of their filming and their just kind of editing and music, and they're really creative. This year's selections include a story about a skier who has only one leg and has just like completely like been able to do whatever he wants despite that. It's about a 72-year-old rock climber in Australia. There's a story about skiers traveling using only public transportation, like going as far east as possible. They're just like, you're kind of going all over the world, all different sports, kayaking, kayaking, skiing, mountain biking, things like that, with just on the most beautiful vistas and things like that.
Amazing. And it's, even though these are films that are being presented, it's not being held in the Coliseum Theater. This is actually going to be held in the Performing Arts Center this Friday at 7 p.m. Why hold it at the Performing Arts Center? I mean, it is, I guess, still part of the Fine Arts Camp family of events, but this is more than just awe-inspiring films that are happening on Friday.
Yeah, so we're going to have a local host, KK Prussian, shout out to her if she's listening. She's going to be the host, kind of emceeing and helping guide us through the shows and talking about local sponsors, things like that. And part of that is that we have a prize giveaway at intermission, which is a door raffle. So everybody who comes gets a raffle ticket, and then we're going to give away some prize packages at intermission, which includes, like, I think there's a bundle from the back door in there. So it's just a fun thing that makes this more, in my mind, a community event than just like a film screening.
Awesome. So interaction beyond just being inspired by these beautiful films and inspiring stories being told in them, you get some free stuff too.
Yes.
You can't complain about that.
Yeah.
That's a pretty fun thing to have. So with this being a fundraiser for the Haim Center as a community center, a place to be physical, get your body moving, is there anything in particular that this money is going to be used for? Is there, what sort of things is the Haim Center kind of working on that this money will help support?
Yeah, so at the Haim Center, we're just every day working on small improvements here and there. So just chipping away at that list. If you've been in the Haim Center in the last 5 years, you can kind of see that we've kind of given a facelift, and that's due to everyone in the organization, everyone at Fine Arts Camp, and everyone that works at the Haim Center. So just still working on those things. And yeah, if you haven't been into the Haim Center in a while, this is definitely a great time to get back in there and get active again.
Yeah, it's such a great center to have of that is our one spot in town where everyone can have a chance to get in and get active again, have community programs that they can participate in. Yep. And it's been around. I've been in Sitka for 12 years now, and the Hames Center was an active part of Sitka when I moved here, and it seems like it's always been an active
absolutely.
Part.
Yep.
So to have it continue to be supported by community members and programs like this is a pretty cool thing to have. So for folks who are going to be blocking off their calendar to come and support the Banff Mountain Film Festival and the Hames Center, what are the nitty-gritty details? When is this this showing happening this week?
Yeah, the show's going to be Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $20, and you can get them on our website, fineartscamp.org, or by calling into our phone number, which is 907-747-3085.
And for families, is this a family-friendly event? Is there any...
There are a few films that have coarse language, so I would just use your judgment.
Choose the best judgment for that for your own personal family. Got it. Mm-hmm. And if folks want to learn, get a preview about maybe what they're going to be seeing, is there any place where they can get kind of like teaser information about what they might see this weekend?
Well, yes, there is. So on our Instagram and Facebook, you can see trailers for the shows that we're going to be screening on Friday. They've been going out kind of every day. We've been posting a trailer. And so I think there's like 5 of the films that are already up there, and you can see the rest in the coming days. So follow along.
Excellent. And what's the Instagram handle for Fine Arts Camp?
Sitka Fine Arts.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. That's simple and straightforward. So check out Instagram, Sitka Fine Arts, for some teaser trailers for the videos coming up for the Banff Mountain Film Festival. Well, excellent. So 7 films coming up on Friday to help support the Hames Center and generally just get people inspired about being outside and probably inspired to maybe get back into the Hames Center. You guys were joking of the Sitka Sentinel printing of folks who, don't show up for the jury summons. Maybe you would be inspirational for people who don't show up to use their gym membership.
Yep.
Maybe this is a less public shamey sort of way to inspire people to get back in and use their gym membership and get ready for our own explorations and summer adventures that we can have here in Sitka by being inspired by what we'll see on screen this Friday, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Hames Center Manager Paige Craig and Community Engagement Coordinator at the Fine Arts Camp, Lily Perez, thank you both for coming in this morning and for bringing the Banff Mountain Film Festival back to Sitka for another year.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.